Welcome to episode 46 of the English Sessions. Bye. I am your host and English teacher, Mike Butler. These podcasts can help you improve your English. Together, we will talk about grammar, pronunciation, structure, and have some fun, too. Remember to visit my website, www.englishsessionswithmike.com, to contact me for private lessons. You can also read the transcript of this audio on the website as you listen to this episode. For the full audio transcript, go to patreon.com/theenglishsessions. Are you ready to improve your English? Go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com and click on Schedule a Lesson today. I now offer all of my lessons for free. That's right, free. Every lesson is free. Don't forget the www.englishsessionswithmike.com. Listen for these words today. Warm. Warm is a word in English that is used to describe a specific temperature. Maybe you already know this. A warm temperature is not too hot and is not too cold. Today, I use warm in a different way. In today's episode, warm means showing affection, showing kindness. If you are being warm to someone, that means you like them. You want to be friendly and kind to that person. State of residence. A state of residence is the state in which you live. My country, the United States of America, has 50 different states. In other parts of the world, there are provinces, like in Canada. In some countries, they use the word prefecture. A place of residence is where you live or reside. I currently reside in the state of Kansas. What word is used in your country to describe different areas? Write into the podcast, please. Perspective. Someone's perspective is their attitude or point of view of something. It is the way someone sees or understands something. Warm greetings to you all today. Today's episode is informal. That's right. It's about something from my culture that I want to share with you. The idea for today's lesson comes from a conversation I had with a student of mine. She shared an observation with me regarding how I say goodbye at the end of our sessions. She noticed that I say bye instead of just bye. It was a very interesting observation. We talked about the reasons why I am doing this. I told her that it is my way of being warm. I want to be warm, friendly. I like her. When we say goodbye, I want to express my fondness for her. I like my students a lot. I hope that you will become my latest student. That's right, you. Contact me for lessons. Anyway, after our lesson, I started doing some research. My research shows that I am not the only American English speaker who does this. So why do I do this, when perhaps some American English speakers don't? Let's talk about it. First, I like being friendly. I want to be warm. I want to show affection. So that's why I say bye. But is this more common in some parts of my country, the United States of America? Perhaps. Let's talk about it. In my research, I found that some people believe it is more common to hear mbai in Western and Southern states of my country. I have lived in Western states. I have spent a lot of time in Southern states, so that makes sense. I've lived for years in Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico. I've spent a lot of time in Georgia and South Carolina. If mbai is truly regional, then perhaps it has to do with pace of life. I remember a professor of mine when I was in college telling me that the pace of life affects accent. In other words, how fast your life is, the speed of your life, can affect how you speak. Life is slower in southern states and western states. This is not always true. Of course, California is in the west. For parts of California, life is a slower pace, but for very busy, crowded parts of California, the pace of life is still pretty fast. But I have observed that people in California are friendlier and happier than people in the busy Northeast. California has better weather, which helps. This is just my opinion. I'm sure some people disagree with me. I have been all over my big country, and I do believe that people are friendlier in states like Colorado, or in my current state of residence, Kansas, than they are in New York or New Jersey. This is my opinion. It is also an opinion of a native English speaker from the United States who also has light skin. The sad reality is that people who don't look like me and who don't sound like me have a different experience when communicating with the average person of my country. That may not be as friendly or warm. I don't talk about this kind of stuff too much in this podcast. Today's lesson is pretty informal, though. So this is a good time to talk about the reasons why people are treated in a certain way. I speak to people from all over the world all the time. I love learning about other cultures and learning different perspectives. Maybe someday in the future, all of the people in the world will feel this way. Right now, in my opinion, many people only care about their own culture. Many people fear ideas or perspectives that are not the same as theirs. I want all of you all around the world to know that you are always safe and welcome here, wherever I am, in my home. I am part of the Couchsurfing.com community. Couchsurfing.com, a very important resource for travelers. I have travelers from all over the world staying at my home for free. People should feel safe when traveling through my country. So if I can help in any way, then please contact me. efteachermike@gmail.com. I look forward to meeting you. Okay, let's get back to mbai. So, some people say mbai in some parts of my country. Perhaps it is more common in Western states and in Southern states. Does that mean that nobody in New York or New Jersey or Massachusetts say mbai? I'm sure that many people in these states say it too, when they want to be friendly. I was born and raised in New York, and I say it when I want to be friendly. It is just probably more common in Western and Southern states, where the pace of life is slower. Now let's talk about what I'm doing when I say mbai. This may help some of my learners who have trouble with the b, 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 b and the p, 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 p sounds in English. what is the difference between the b and p? For p, as in pat, 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 your throat does not vibrate. Repeat after me. P, p, pat, pat. Put your hand on your throat. Pat. Your throat doesn't vibrate at the beginning of the word. Pat. Now let's do bat. Same lip position. But put your hand on your throat. Ooh. If you are doing this correctly, you should feel a vibration in your throat. B. Bat. 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 Perhaps the mbai that I talked about today is a good way to remember this vibration. Also vibrates the throat. Mbai. With the air is coming out of your nose. Okay, now try this. Try to stop the breath that is coming out of your nose. Oh, cut it off. Stop the nose. Stop the breath coming out of your nose. Try that. Cut off the air from the nose. When you stop the breath that is coming out of your nose, it sounds close to the sound we want for b, 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 b. Bye. I want to get your opinion. 10% of my listeners are in the United States. Do you hear mbais where you live? Where do you live? Write into the podcast and tell us. You can record a message for the podcast and I will play it in a future episode. Go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com to leave a voice message. 10% of my listeners live in the United States. Of that 10%, 16% live in New York, 14% live in California, 14%. After that, the highest percentage is Texas at 8%, and then Virginia at 7%. If you listen to my episode on Jakarta, you will remember that I have many listeners from Indonesia. 28% of my listeners are in Indonesia. Indonesia is divided into provinces, like Canada. Of course, that's the word in English, province. Many other languages are spoken in Indonesia. Are you from Indonesia? How do you say this word in your native language? Write in or record a message for the podcast. Any questions? Write into the podcast, efteachermike@gmail.com. Go to our website for much more content, www.englishsessionswithmike.com. You can help support the English Sessions. Go to patreon.com/theenglishsessions to make a monthly contribution. For only $1, you will have access to the full audio transcript of this episode and much more, including English sessions with students, test preparation, and ad-free versions of all my podcast episodes. Go to patreon.com/theenglishsessions and sign up today. Please rate and review the English Sessions on Apple Podcasts or whatever podcast player you use. It really helps us a lot. Go to the website www.englishsessionswithmike.com for free lessons. That's right, free. You can make a donation on the website, but it is not necessary. I want to help people. That is my main motivation. Not money. One more thing for all of my advanced learners out there, make sure to subscribe or follow Get the Word with Mike Butler. Yes, Get the Word is now its own podcast. You must search for Get the Word !! Now separately. There are episodes of Get the Word on the new podcast that are not on the English Sessions. The anchor page is anchor.fm/get Word. Thank you all for listening. Until next time, this is Mike signing off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Mike, your host of Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. We'll talk about the history and origin of words in English. If you're coming over from the English Sessions, well, then I'll give you an even bigger welcome, loyal listener. The English Sessions is the podcast I've been doing for a while now for English learners, and is where Get the Word was first conceived. I decided to make Get the Word its own podcast since I started to realize I was making content more for native speakers with these etymology episodes, which seemed to warrant its own feed. Don't worry, though. For those of you who are English learners, there will still be transcripts of the episodes on the website. Look for details in the show notes. Get the Word, an etymology podcast for word nerds. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, everyone. Mike here. I want to pause for a moment to talk about how you can help the English Sessions to continue. If you'd like to support the English Sessions, then please go to anchor.fm/theEnglishSessions. There, you can click on the support button and make a monthly contribution to the English Sessions to keep this podcast going. You can support the English Sessions for less than $1. Every bit helps. Also, remember, go to www.englishsessionswithmike.com if you are interested in private lessons with me, Mike. Thank you all for supporting this podcast.